Al-Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus has turned into a place where the most devastating humanitarian cases occur. In addition to huge destruction there, every single person has a heartbreaking story to tell about daily sufferings.
The situation is catastrophic. There is no food or medicine. People are committing suicide. An old man threw himself from the fifth floor in front of me because his house was looted. People are eating grass. We are hopeless.
We headed to the inside of the camp. The people were angry, hungry, and desperate. Entire families are in need of urgent assistance.
Thousands of people remain trapped inside Al-Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus, who are still in dire need of food and medical assistance. They have gathered here on one of the exchange points, hoping to get a parcel of food and medical aid.
Only hundreds of aid boxes are delivered every couple of days by the United Nations in cooperation with the Syria-based Palestinian factions, as well as the Syrian government. The distribution process is usually unsafe as militants target its points with mortars. Nearly 4,000 sick and injured civilians have been evacuated since the start of 2014.
I was carrying my food aid. Suddenly a mortar shell landed. Its shrapnel hit me in the back. I passed out.
Last Sunday, militants fired mortars at civilians who gathered to receive food aid. Today, we evacuated the injured and distributed more aid. Militants inside Al-Yarmouk do not want civilians to live a normal life.
Not far from the exchange point, fighters of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, the General Command, were on alert for any kind of attack by militants. Press TV team accompanied them to one of their points.
The last truce was violated by militants on Friday. This is the first defense line in Al-Yarmouk. We make sure no militant passes this street, but they fire mortars. There are many brigades, including Al-Qaeda-linked ones.
Militants have so far violated at least three peace initiatives for ending violence in Al-Yarmouk camp, something that definitely prolongs daily sufferings of the residents there. Hamad Ali, Press TV, Damascus.